So I'm the kind of mistress that really, really likes to go to the extreme on some things. One of my favorite games is cock and ball torture. And I know that sounds really, really scary. But trust me when I tell you that the way I do it, well, the way I do it is unlike anything you've ever experienced before. It can be a little scary to give up control, but that's part of the whole game. See, you giving up control allows me to do things that you wouldn't normally think about. For example, no slave wants to ruin their orgasms. Oh, no, that's not the point of the phone call. Unless you're really devoted. Unless you surrender yourself completely, you'll never have this kind of experience. Well, like the experience I'm about to describe. I've actually nicknamed him the kitty. He's a good little kitty. And I actually have a soft spot for the felines. But this kitty, well, I never let this kitty come. Not completely, that is. See, our little game is for me to tease and torment him for as long as I want. And then when I finally decide it's time for release, he gets to come. But at that very moment of ejaculation, that very moment of sweet bliss, I make him stop. Cold. A hard stop. No touching his dick. He has to put both hands under his ass or his head and just lie there while his cock twitches and desperately tries to finish the orgasm which I have commanded that he ruin. His little dick twitches and thumps around, this cum just weeping out, not even shooting, just weeping out. It's as if I've taken control of his hands. For those very few precious moments, I have taken away his orgasm. And I've decided to use it for myself. See? Not all of you are comfortable with the idea of surrendering this ultimate orgasmic experience for your goddess, but for Kitty. It's exactly what he needs. Most times I actually wake him up out of a deep sleep. I wonder if he realizes how many times we actually talk. Many times he barely wakes up. In fact, I keep him in this dreamlike trance. And I take over every part of him. And because of our training, I've been able to really take control and manipulate him in whatever way I want. And I convince him that ruined orgasms are his kind of orgasm. It wasn't in the beginning, but it is now. So, it may not be something you like, but I'll teach you a way to enjoy it. You and I will find new ways to explore cock and ball teasing, which is how I prefer to think about it. Yes, I have all kinds of boys that like that stuff. Another one of my favorite games is a little bit of anal toy play, because nothing is more humiliating than to be penetrated by a beautiful woman like me. Ass in the air, face buried into the pillows, muffling whatever sounds, moans, gasps, or screams you might have. And I take you from behind, nice and deep, fast, hard. That's the way I am. Hard. I'm hardcore. And if you're in that vulnerable position, I'm gonna do everything my kinky mind can think of. And before you know it, you're going to be screaming and moaning like a good sissy slut. In fact, I've actually trained a number of my submissive slaves to orgasm only with penetration. No matter how many times they want to jerk off and come, they just can't. It's as if I've taken over and I've retrained their brains to accept orgasmic pleasure via their ass. Again, may not be something you want to do in the beginning, but I'll train you into it. I'll convince you of new and exciting ways to masturbate. Things that are both humiliating, fun, degrading, but oh, so pleasurable. Ever fucked a fruit? Perfect season. Everything is in harvest. Not only the watermelons, which are just about done, but you can find one. A cantaloupe is pretty much year-round. Better yet, how about a pumpkin? Pretty much anywhere you are in the United States, you should be able to get a nice banana. I'll turn you into a little fruit fucker for my pleasure. And all of this may not be something you want to do in the beginning, but by the time I'm done with you, it'll be one of the ways that you prefer to come. Example, I have another little sissy. And he has this little mantra that he goes into when he's about to orgasm. He professes his love for cum. He professes that he eats his own cum. And it just gets worse from there. By the time I'm done with him, he is moaning, orgasming all over himself, and saying over and over that he's a cum-sucking, cum-eating faggot. And every time he calls me, I am quite happy to remind him of his place in my world as a cock-sucking, cum-eating faggot. But you know, I am saving one of the best for the last. Oh, this one has been calling me for a very long time. His game is humiliation. It started out with a medical type role play, but we've eventually evolved into him confessing all of these embarrassing things that have happened to him. Digger's cute. He's a real sweet guy, too. Calls me up, always says his name. I know who he is. I can recognize his voice. Sometimes I pretend to recognize him. Sometimes I don't recall who the hell he is. So I make him remind me of stories, things that he's told me in past phone calls. My favorite, oh, this is great. My favorite is the time that he was with some girl in a parking garage. You know, one of those parking structures in the city? Well, he was up there with some girl. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but he was really turned on, very, very horny, was absolutely desperate to come. So she was kind enough, you know, to help him with a bit of release. Well, she decided to give him a hand job. No sex, of course. But she jerked him off, which I thought was just really, really sweet. So he goes on to remind me that this girl jerked him off in the carport, in this parking structure. And the really humiliating part is she jerked him off to the point of orgasm, and then she made him orgasm all over his door handle of his parked car. He told me that, and I just died laughing. And this isn't the only thing that girls have done to him. He was actually in the middle of getting busy with this chick. Her cell phone rang. And he's still humping away. He hasn't stopped. He's got a hard on. He's going to do it. She picks up the phone and proceeds to carry on a conversation with her girlfriend. Apparently, despite the fact that he was still fucking, she was able to carry on a normal conversation as if he wasn't even there. I mean, oh my goodness. And then recently, I think they've actually moved out, but recently there was a couple that lived next door, And apparently the guy was this power fuck. And my caller could hear them through the walls. And he would get so turned on by this that he'd press his ear right up against the wall and listen to them fucking. Which I thought was kind of interesting. But the kicker was, while they were screwing on the other side of the wall and the headboards banging on the wall, my caller is on the other side jerking off. Apparently, this chick was so loud that he could hear it through the walls. The headboard would start rocking, and then she would come. Now, imagine, my guy is on the other side of the wall, jerking his chicken like no tomorrow, ready to nut all over himself when he hears her coming. And he would call me and tell me, oh, they fucked yesterday, they fucked this morning, or I missed it, or... It was like he almost stayed at home and stayed around at night just to hear these people fuck. I mean, now that's a little bit of cock and ball teasing, you know? Not to mention the medical exam. But that's a whole other story, that's a whole other time, but I think you get the idea. Cock and ball torture is one of my favorite activities to do to slaves. It's the center of your desire. It can control you, and I can manipulate you into all kinds of situations. Ones that you may not even be comfortable with in the beginning, but towards the end, you're absolutely gonna love them. So I guess the real question is, what's your little kink? What little games are we gonna play? How far am I gonna push you? Never eaten cum before? Let's make it one of your goals to teach you how to eat it. How to clean up after yourself like a good little cuckold. Oh, yes. See, cuckolds are my other favorites. And I really prefer to have all of my boys completely cuckolded by me. No orgasm unless I give you specific permission. Otherwise, it's complete denial. You can jerk. You can read my stories, you can watch my teasers, but that orgasm, it's mine. I've always had it, I'm always going to control it, and you can't stop me. I turned you on. I made you this horny, I made you this weak. And you're excited thinking about the games, the teasing, tormenting games that you and I are going to play regarding your dick. You like panties? Put a pair on before you call me. Have all of your toys ready. Have every little nasty, kinky little thing that you like. And I'm going to exploit it. I'm going to exploit all of your weak spots. All those things that embarrass you and turn you on at the same time. Transform you, I'll change you, I'll mold you into the kind of slave that I want to play with. And really, it's all about the mind. You've come this far with me. I know you're curious. What little games is she gonna make me play this time? Well, the only way to find out is to submit. Is to read everything, see everything, and hear everything there is about me. When the time comes for a real session, that's when you'll actually feel me. I'll take over each one of your senses, starting with your sight, your hearing, taste, touch. It's all mine. It's all mine, and I'm going to take over every part of you. And that orgasm that you're working on, it's mine. And when I'm ready to let you have it, we'll negotiate. We'll arrange some kind of compromise that keeps me entertained, yet allows you some kind of release. But don't expect the same thing, because it's never the same thing twice. I'm never the same thing. I'm always changing. Always manipulating you.